For next year's U.S. production of meat and poultry, the prospects are
more of everything but beef.
Acting chairman of the Agriculture Department's World Outlook Board, Seth Meyer, his group is forecasting that even with the PED virus killing millions of baby piglets, U.S. pork output might grow next year by about 2%. Broilers by just over 2.5%. But beef, another story there. 2015 could be the fifth year in a row that beef production has dropped. It could be down another 0.4% next year. It will be the eighth year of a decline in cattle numbers. And of course,
we're going to see continued strength in steer prices. I mean, right now our expectation is for steer prices at $150.75 a hundredweight above this year's number. Still, that continued increase in steer prices going into 2015.
Expect another 3% increase. But the PED virus has reportedly killed 7 to 8 million baby piglets, but
producers are doing what they can to offset some of those losses.
Acting USDA World Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer, in fact, he says they may be able to actually increase pork output next year. How is that possible?
We've seen year-over-year good increases in slaughter weights in the pork, which is offsetting some of the reduced litter rates that we've seen. And we've seen producers also signal increased farrowing intentions to try and offset some of those losses as well, too. So the producers are trying to mitigate those declines in production as well, too, and trying to capture some of these higher prices.
And Meyer is looking for pork production next year to be over 23 billion pounds, about 2% more than this year. Those prices, though, could come down again by about 6.5%. Broiler producers are expanding production, just not quite as much as had been expected.
And this is based upon the slow pace of expansion in the hatchery flock.
Acting USDA Outlook Chairman Seth Meyer, he's taken down the forecast for broiler output just a tiny bit from what had been expected, though only 0.1%. We're still looking for 2015 production to be 1 billion pounds, or about 2.5% higher than this year.
We're looking at 39.23 billion pounds. And with that increase in production,
this year, prices are averaging $1.07 a pound. Next year, that could drop 2.5% down to just over $1.04 a pound. Now, that sounds like a small decline, but when you have 39 billion pounds of production, then you get a reduction in receipts of over $1 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.